It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future. Chuck Becker joins us on the phone this morning, and he's been a guest on the show before. We talked about safe wakes for Minnesota lakes. To learn more about wake boats and the risks they pose and why we need to learn more. Hey, Chuck, good morning. It's good to have you with us again.
Good morning, Lisa. Thanks for having me again.
So let's back up just a tiny bit, because I'm guessing that there are many small northern Minnesota lakes where wake boats aren't a thing and we kind of don't have to worry about them. But I bet there are some bigger lakes up in our neck of the woods that do indeed need to worry about them. They're really, really expensive. $200,000 for a boat? Everybody's, you know, parents are going, what? But, you know, if you have them, I guess they're really super fun. What's a wake boat? Tell us a little more.
Well, Lisa, a wake boat is a pretty unique class of watercraft. They're a boat that every element of the design is with the goal of creating a massive wake behind the boat so that you can wake surf without a rope. So it's kind of like you're in the ocean surfing an ocean wave, but you can do it right behind your boat without a rope, probably 10 feet back of the boat as the boat is plowing through the water at about 9 or 10 miles an hour.
Okay, so yeah, Americans design something that's just made to make a wake, and it costs $200,000. All right, so we'll just set that aside for the time being. I would imagine that if you are a person who is out on the lake and you'd like to fish, you know, in your little 9-foot aluminum, boat, or you're in a kayak, or you're in a canoe, or maybe you're a kid, you know, paddling around on the shore. If one of these roars past, it could create some issues. What are the concerns about wake boats?
Well, there are a number of concerns, Lisa. And you mentioned that there may be some lakes up in your area that do not have an issue with these. Maybe they haven't even seen them. And that's very possible. Typically, they're on lakes that are folks that are more wealthy, or folks around that are more wealthy that can afford the up to $300,000 for these boats. But I think any lake that has turnover, somebody else buys a property, or has a public access, the possibility of seeing one of these boats on a lake in the future is certainly there. And even one of these boats on a small lake can disrupt all kinds of activity on that lake and actually affect the quality of life. So I think it is something that we all need to worry about. But if the boat is on the lake, and as you mentioned, if you're in a non-motorized watercraft or in a smaller fishing boat, it absolutely can put your safety in danger, safety at risk, as well as when these massive wakes hit shore. If you're swimming, if you're a smaller person, you can get knocked over. These wakes can go actually up and over docks and knock people off docks. They can actually damage people's equipment, docks and lifts. And, boy, God forbid you might moor your boat to your dock like you always have. That boat is not going to be very happy about getting bounced around.
So the idea that for some of us, the idea that you could come onto a lake with a big boat, create this wake, endanger other people is like, no, you can't do that. There are laws against that. But that's the rub, right?
Well, and that's probably what a lot of folks think, is that Minnesota has boating laws that say you need to be, let's say, a certain distance from shore, or maybe the size of the boat based on the size of the lake. But actually, in Minnesota, the only real boating laws that have any distance from shore regulation is jet skis, personal watercraft. We had lots of issues with personal watercraft probably 12, 15 years ago, and some regulations were put in where they have to stay 150 feet from shore and have some other regulations. But literally with any other boat out there, whether it be a ski boat or a fishing boat or even a wake boat, if you want to surf or fish or whatever with your boat 2 feet from shore, you can do that. So boating regulations, other than saying you are responsible for your wake and you can't endanger or harass folks with your wake, there's really nothing from a distance standpoint. And I think that's a real key to this whole issue, is that we don't have any regulations today. So what they're doing today is perfectly legal.
Now, if you say, though, you can't endanger me, and somebody's out on a wake boat and they whisk by and they either flip your boat over or you feel like you might flip over, can't you say, pardon me, can't you say right then and there, you've endangered me? You can't do that.
You can absolutely say that. And I think the difficulty, and lots of different folks have talked to the DNR conservation officers or the county sheriff's water patrol, it's a regulation that is extremely difficult to enforce because they basically have to be there to see the infraction. It's sort of like your word against my word. If somebody were to videotape the infraction, that would be helpful, but largely when these things happen, there's no one from an enforcement standpoint there to observe and decide whether or not an infraction has been committed.
So the idea of a video, of course, would be helpful, but then you'd have to try to, the law enforcement agency would have to try to track down the person in the boat, and that may or may not be possible. So what is the plan? The idea is how do people go about getting a law or a regulation passed if they want action to be taken, and fairly soon?
Well, that's a great question, and one that I and many others have been researching for a while. There is a process in Minnesota, a legal process, that an individual lake can petition to have an ordinance passed for that lake only. And there's a number of kind of steps that you've got to follow, but it is a legal process. If someone would go out to our website, there are hundreds and hundreds of ordinances out there that apply just to singular lakes. But it is a rather intense process, and you don't know once you go through it whether or not the DNR will approve the language, and then will your township or county government actually approve the ordinance language and make it official. What we've been told by the DNR is that if we want something statewide, we have to go through the legislature. And as you can imagine, politics are an interesting thing, particularly in this day and age. And you've got folks on both sides of the table, both sides of the issue. Actually, in Minnesota this session, the boating industry came to Minnesota and found some legislators to sponsor a bill that would have said that if you were wake surfing, you had to be at least 200 feet away from a dock, shore, lift, etc. That boat actually received a hearing in the Minnesota Senate back on March 4th. The boating industry brought in the two largest boat dealers in Minnesota and also flew in a gentleman who did a wake study for them back in 2015, flew him in from Massachusetts to testify in favor of the bill. There were eight folks at that hearing, including myself, that testified in opposition to the bill. However, the bill passed that committee by partisan vote. On the House side, the bill didn't even get a hearing. The chair of the House Environment and Natural Resources Policy Committee has a degree in biology, and his career was around water quality, and he understood the implications of these boats, both from an environmental standpoint and a safety standpoint, and he did not even hear the bill. So the bill, like every environmental bill in Minnesota, did not pass. However, it's very likely that boating industry will come back next session to try to push this bill through. And I can tell you, as well many others, that 200 feet will do absolutely nothing to address the concerns that folks have. But, Lisa, I've got some pretty exciting news. I've been working with a group of people who have said, you know what, we really need to do a study here in Minnesota. There are some studies out there, but they vary from the boating industry saying just stay 200 feet away from shore to studies that say you probably should be 1,000 feet from shore to give these wakes time to decrease. And another study that says you should be in deeper water, at least 16 feet, because of the tremendous propulsion of these boats that goes to the bottom of the lake and disturbs the lake bottom in various ways as well. So you've got very, very differing suggestions as to what distances and what depths. In fact, the boating industry has never acknowledged that depth is an issue, which is really a serious, serious issue on these boats. But folks that I've been working with have said, you know what, we need to get a study done here in Minnesota by a recognized entity that has the scientists and the tools and technology to do a very valid scientific study. And we have been working with the University of Minnesota's St. Anthony Falls Research Laboratory, which is actually on the site of the old St. Anthony Falls in downtown Minneapolis. They've been around for 82 years as part of the University of Minnesota, and their scientists specialize in the flow of water, studying the flow of water. So the university has actually set up a crowdfunding site for folks to donate to this study, and the idea is that these folks would do their scientific study yet this season, probably shortly after Labor Day, after the rest of the recreational boat traffic has kind of subsided a little bit, and that we would have data from Minnesota before the start of the next legislative session, so that if the boating industry does come back, we've got some other data that might be helpful to the legislators in making decisions.
And, of course, when something is crowdfunded, it's easier to make the case that it is an impartial study as opposed to something, for example, that would be paid for by the boating industry.
Well, I would absolutely say that. We've talked to the folks at the St. Anthony Falls Lab and expressed our concerns. We've directed them to some other studies that are out there and also to the boating industry study. But these folks can't be influenced. They have to be impartial because their whole credibility would be at stake if people felt they were biased even before the start of the study. So we don't know what the results will be, but we firmly believe that we have got to get some further scientific data out there so we can help folks make good decisions about best management practices for these boats. And that study will not just look at wake boats. They'll look at some other recreational boats, maybe a large ski boat with a high horsepower motor, something like that, to compare the differences in the wakes and the depth of which the propulsion systems are affecting the lake bottom. So we're very excited about this and think it is absolutely necessary. And I've actually talked to folks in lots of other states that are going through the same concerns that we are here, and they are also very excited about this study because they think it can also benefit them in educating their legislators and general public about the concerns that a lot of us have about these boats.
Is this a tricky time to ask people to look to the science for facts?
Well, yeah, I would say it is. It's controversial from the standpoint of we've got lots of issues out there today, whether it be climate change, whether it be COVID-19, that some folks are believing the science and some folks are rejecting the science. However, I think in this case, the science and these scientists should be understood as being very valid to anyone looking at the data once it comes out. Again, these folks have no reason to be partial to one side or the other, that their job is to be just scientists and just come up with the data that they do.
Well, it will be interesting to follow the process, and I'm glad that you've been in touch with us, Chuck. I hope that as soon as the study is underway, and of course when the study is complete, that we have the opportunity to talk with you again. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Lisa.
Chuck Becker joined us this morning here on Green Visions. He's a member of Safe Wakes for Minnesota Lakes, where a study is going to be undertaken to actually get some scientific information to evaluate the effects of wake boats on lakes. They'll be working with the University of Minnesota's St. Anthony Falls Laboratory. It's called the Wake and Prop Wash Study. We'll get a link up with some additional information on our website at KUMD.org. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible with support from Heritage Window and Door, the Duluth Superior supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors, and from Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.